Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible.
今天下午来谈谈靠主常常有胜利。
This afternoon, we're going to discuss how we always have victory in Jesus.
要根据民数记三十一章来看他们打一场战役。
We will be studying based on the, Numbers chapter 31 to see how they won a war.
然后再来从这场完全的胜利里面来想想我们可以得到的一些启示跟道理。
And through this complete success, this complete victory, that we will have, meanings.
民数记三十一章在这样记载，神要摩西召集以色列的精兵呢，去跟米甸人打战。
Numbers 31 talks about how Lord asked Moses to gather the Israelites to fight against the Midianites.
那这个当时候的米甸人呢，我们要先了解这个他们的征战的对象是谁，他们住在哪里。
So let us first understand who are the Midianites.
那个这个米甸人呢，他们当时候其实住在很多地方。
The Midianites were spread out all across.
所以基本上当时候百姓他们是驻扎在约旦河东的摩押平原那一带。
So the Israelites.
以色列他们当时候住在约旦河东摩押平原。
The Israelites were living on the east side of the Jordan River in the land of Moab.
这个那是一个，就是那一片土地，他们已经在那边准备要过约旦河，神把他们带到那个地方是停下来的。
So the Israelites were getting ready to cross the Jordan River, and God had led them to the land of Moab to rest.
那在这个地方，就是那个巴兰，摩押王巴勒去找巴兰来要咒诅以色列。百姓那个地方。
And this Moab is where Balak, the king, wanted to invite Balaam to come and be to rule over the Israelites.
所以那当时候米甸人呢，他们当时应该是看起来跟摩押人呢，他们好像住得很近，他们有互动。
So it seems like the Midianites and the Moabites lived very close to each other, and they were interacting.
那米甸人呢？我们还记得摩西他从埃及逃出来的时候，就逃到米甸旷野。
So do you remember that when Moses escaped from Egypt, he was in the land of Midian?
那所以那个米甸人看起来他们也住在就是我们现在那个西乃半岛，就是他们当时候。走旷野过红海以后那个地方。
So it seems that the Midianites also stayed at the place where they crossed the Red Sea.
所以那米甸人表示他们住在很多不同的地点，也散布在各地方的。
So this tells us that the Midianites were spread out all across.
那在摩押平原的时候，你看那个发生了百姓跟摩押女子行淫乱，去拜偶像、吃祭偶像之物的那个事件。
So we see that the Israelites, when they were in the land of Moab, they committed sexual immorality with the Midianite woman, and they were worshiping idols with them.
那这个之所以以色列的百姓会去跟摩押那个米甸的女子行淫乱，是出于巴兰的计谋。
And the reason why the Israelites were committing these immoralities with the Midianite woman is because Balaam had plotted so.
所以我们上次在谈那个巴兰的故事的时候，我们有提过的，那是记载在第25章的事情。
Recorded in Numbers chapter 25 was the story about how the plot of Balaam.
就是当时候百姓跟摩押的女子行淫乱。
And at that time, the Israelite men began to indulge in sexual immorality with the Moabite woman.
那其实这里面还包括米甸的女子的。
This includes the Moab, Midian woman.
我们现在请看31章，民数记31章的第16节。
Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 31, verse
16. 16节是说，这些妇女因为巴兰的计谋，叫以色列人在皮尔的事上得罪神，以致神的会众遭遇瘟疫。
16. They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and were the means of turning the Israelites away from the Lord and what happened at Paro, so that a plague struck the Lord's people.
所以这表示说他们当然是跟米甸人打仗以后，把那些米甸的女子通通把他掳回来了。
So this it seems like after they fought against the Midianites, they took their woman back.
那这里在特别强调说这些妇女啊。他们是曾经因为巴兰的计谋跟以色列人，让以色列人行淫乱，然后得罪神，然后当时候百姓死了很多人。
So right here emphasize that these women follow Balaam's advice, so that's why they committed sexual immorality with the Israelites and caused them to sin and die.
那25章的第9节就记录说，当时候被神击杀的这个神的选民有24000人。
In Numbers chapter 25, verse 9 records that at that time God had killed 24,000 of His people.
那25章那个事件哦，我们看到神击杀的都是只有百姓而已，那些米甸人、那些女子啊、摩押人都没事。
And as we can see, as recorded here, that God only killed 24,000 of the Israelites, but the Moabites and the Midianite women were fine.
看起来好像不公平啊。
This seems unjust.
但其实公义的神，他绝对不会忘记这件事的。
But God is righteous, and He will not forget such events.
所以现在神是在选择适当的时机啊，要执行他的公义。
But instead, God was waiting for the right time to take vengeance.
因为这个二十五章以后的事情哈。我们就知道说，接下去马上就第二次苏联百姓的这个神的吩咐出现了。
So that's why after chapter 25, we can see that God again had asked them to count the number of Israelites.
那在第二次苏联百姓的时候，第一次被数那些没有信心的，应该死的都死掉了。
So during the first census, those who had no faith died.
那现在留下来的就是这些新的世代，他们现在就是。神给他们赋一个新的使命，要过约旦河去打仗了。
The generations that were left during the second census were the ones who had faith, and God had given them a mission to go across the Jordan River.
那现在，所以该死人都死了，现在没有信心的人都倒在旷野了。
So those who had no faith were already died in the wilderness.
好，所以呢，现在神就是要利用这一个事件。来让这个新世代的这些选民组成的这个神的军队有一个先暖身的征战，先打米甸人。
So through this war against the Midianites, God is giving the new generations a warm up to fight for His mission.
因为这个要去跟米甸人打仗这件事情是神主动说出来的。
Because God had initiated this action of fighting against the Midianites.
神叫摩西说要怎么样去找人组军队是要怎样组起来
？God had instructed Moses how to go and gather the Israelites to form an army.
那所以第31章的这个事件是这个新的世代神的军队第一次的征战。
So this fight right here in chapter 31 is the first battle ever created, fought against by the new generations.
哦，那也是摩西的最后一战。
This is also the last battle for Moses.
因为摩西。他打完这场战之后，他基本上的工作就完成了。
Because after Moses had finished this battle, his work is complete.
然后我们就知道，到了等到他把所有的神的律法再重申给百姓啊讲明白之后啊，神就让他死了。
And we know that after Moses once again repeats God's commandments, then God had let Moses pass away.
那这个新世代的第一个战争跟摩西的最后一个战争啊，是完美的、完全的胜利。
So the first battle ever by the new generation of Israelites and Moses' last battle is a complete success.
也就是说，他们这个打仗里面连一个神的军兵都没死，都没有伤亡。
Which means that in this battle, not one of God's people were hurt.
这个如果是在今天的战争哦，一定是被大写特写，留下一个记录。
For example, wars today, it records the people that passed away.
你看我们。我们今天这个在球赛啊，都所谓的完全比赛啊，完全胜利啊，不然就是什么，反正就是对方都没有得到，你完全没有损失的时候，就是完全的胜利了。
For example, the sports competition today, if there's no points scored by the other team, then it's a complete victory.
所以第三十一章的第四十九节。
So recorded in Numbers chapter 31, verse 49.
打完仗以后。现在回来算一算，到底有没有少人？说仆人全下的兵丁已经计算总数，并不短少一人。
49 and said to him, "Your servants have counted the soldiers under our command, and not one is missing."
表示说，在一次打仗的时候，连一个人都没有伤亡。
This proves that when they were fighting, not even one soldier was hurt.
所以这个胜利非常完美。
So this victory is complete.
那这个战役呢？这场战争呢？也留下了以后神的选民。面对征战的时候，他们对所掳来的这些战利品应该怎么分配的一个原则。
This battle also sets a precedent of how in the future, after the Israelites will win battles, what they would do with the other side's remainings.
让他们先了解说，哎，今天要打仗哦，如果能够完全听神的话，然后照神的指示去做，一定完全胜利。
So this also sets a precedent for the Israelites that from now on, when they fight battles, if they completely listen to the Lord, then they will have complete victory.
所以这一场战争呢，留下我们很多可以学习的教训。
So this battle teaches us many lessons.
我们先来看第一章的三十一章的第二节。
Let's take a look at chapter 31, verse 2.
神对摩西讲说，你要在米甸人身上报以色列人的仇，后来要归到你的列祖那里。
2. Take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. After that, you will be gathered to your people.
这一节神所说的说，跟摩西说，你要在米甸身上报以色列的仇，就是说那个米甸女子啊，让神的百姓犯罪，然后让神发怒这件事。
Right here it says, take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. This God is saying that we must take revenge against the Midianite woman who made the Israelite men fell.
那表示说，神跟他的百姓本来是合在一起的，因为这些百姓是神的选民。
So we know that God is one with his people because the Israelites are his chosen nation.
所以当时候百姓犯罪，对神来说，这是一个很大的错误啊。
So at that time, when God's people had committed sin, this is a great mistake.
这是对神的一个羞辱。
This is embarrassment for God.
因为你看，这个神跟人本来是合在一起啊，神是在他们当中的。
So we can see that God and his people were together as one before. God was among them.
神跟选民那时候是很亲密的，就是那个互动很频繁的。
And at that time, God and his people were very close together.
但是这些神的选民竟然跑去拜偶像，跟随其他的那个米甸人、摩亚人的神呢。
However, the Israelites went to follow and worship the idols in the Midian.
哦，所以这个时候这件事情是神的公义上站立不住，不可以，因为这个是侵犯到神的公义跟神的圣洁。
And this such act is inappropriate because it commits against God's righteousness.
哦，所以第三节，摩西就吩咐百姓说：“你要从你们中间哦，叫人带兵器出去攻击米甸，好在米甸人身上为神报仇。”
That's why in verse 3 it says, "So Moses said to the people, 'Arm some your men to go to war against the Midianites, and to carry out the Lord's vengeance on them.'"
为神报仇，就是说为神征战的意思的。
Right here it says, carry out the Lord's vengeance means to fight for the Lord.
其实神也可以用他的手段哦，就让这些米甸人或者是那些摩亚人就倒在旷野啊。
Actually, God himself can just carry out some plagues and make the Midianites fall in the wilderness.
对神来说应该很简单啊。
To God, this must be an easy task.
就像你看他一场瘟疫，那百姓就死很多人了。
For example, the plague that he instructed killed many Israelites.
那为什么神不用把这个瘟疫就降在这个敌人身上就好了呢？
So how come God won't have this plague be spread across the Midianites?
他是还要百姓特别去找人出来打仗。
But instead, he wanted the men to gather to form an army to battle.
就是要让这个新的选民他们可以了解说，他们跟神是合在一起，他们是为神征战的，每一件事情都是为神做的。
And this is for the next new generation to understand that everything they do is in the name of God and they're fighting for God.
那神是给他们这个恩典来参与神的这个工作。
God gave them this grace and opportunity to participate in his holy work.
好，所以现在他说每一个支派都要打发一千人出来打仗。
In verse 5 it says that for the 12 tribes they must have 1,000 people from each tribe to come and form an army.
所以第五节说，从以色列千万人当中，每个支派出一千人，共一万两千人，要带着兵去预备打仗。
Verse 5 states, so 12,000 men armed for battle, 1,000 from each tribe were supplied from the clans of Israel.
第六节，摩西就打发每支派一千人出去打仗，然后并且打发祭司以利亚撒的儿子菲尼哈同去。菲尼哈手里拿着圣所的器皿和吹大声的号筒。
Verse 6, Moses sent them into battle, 1,000 from each tribe, along with Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, who took with him articles from the sanctuary and the trumpets for signaling.
好，所以现在你看，现在他整个那个组织要打仗的时候，是每一个支派都派一千人出来，这个一千个都是特选的。
So we can see that God chose 1,000 men from each tribe to come and form this army.
那表示这个其实是全体的征战，就是这个以色列全家每一个人都要参与的，每一个支派都要参与的工作了。
So this represents that this is a battle for the entire clan of Israel, where men from each tribe are represented.
我们就看到他们本来这个就是一个 一家的观念了。
And we can see that they are, this is the theme of being one family.
要征战的时候，每一个支派都要出力的。
So when they're fighting the battle, each tribe must send their own men to fight.
不可以有任何一个支派说坐在旁边看，因为 我体力不好，所以我比较不会打仗，所以我们就在旁边等就好了。
We can't have men from one particular tribe who complain that they're weak, so they don't want to participate in fight.
有这个背景，所以为什么在32章我们早上所说的，当这两个支派说他们不要过去约旦河的时候，哇，那个摩西他那个时候感受真的是觉得你们为什么不过去呢？
So that's why this morning, in chapter 32, when the Gadites and the Reubenites refused to go across the river, Moses did not understand why.
就是说，为什么他才会问说你们为何不过去啊？
That's why Moses asked him, "Shall your countrymen go to war while you sit here?"
你本来我们一，你看三十一章打仗的时候，我们一起去打仗是神的吩咐啊。
Because in chapter 31, when they went to fight against the Midianites, the entire clan went to fight.
那现在这一次哦，特别还说第六节是说那个。以利亚撒的儿子大祭司以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈一起去，祭司一起去。
Verse 6 emphasizes that Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the priest, was even fighting in the battle.
他手里要拿着那个圣所的器皿跟号筒。
And in his hand, he must carry the sanctuary and the trumpets for signaling.
这次打仗特别要祭司同去。
In this battle, even the priest went.
表明是神的同在，这是出于神的命令。
This represents that this is a commandment from God and that God is with them.
带着这个号筒，所以现在这个12,000个精兵都要听这个号筒的那个指示。
So now these 12,000 men all have to listen to the trumpet for signaling.
那吹大声的时候，神就与他们同在。
And when the trumpet are blew loudly, then God is with them.
哦，所以那个我们现在看民数记第十章。
Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 10.
第十章的时候特别讲到他们在。行进的当中有两只那个银号。
Numbers chapter 10 mentions two trumpets, silver trumpets.
我们看这个号筒在这个打仗的时候最好用了。
Trumpets are very useful in battles.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你们在自己的地以欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声，那便在主你们的神面前得蒙纪念，也就蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。
9. When you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets, then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies.
这一支号筒其实是预表着神，代表着神与他们同在的。
This silver trumpet right here represents that God is with them.
吹出大声的时候，你看神就在你们当中为你们征战，你们就蒙神纪念了。
So when this trumpet blasts loudly, then you will be remembered by God, and God will rescue you from your enemies.
所以现在特别交代这个腓尼哈带着号筒、神在圣殿的器皿出去一起征战。
So God right here instructed Phinehas to bring this trumpet to signal on the 12,000 men.
神在他们当中。
That God is amongst them.
这个任何征战如果有神在当中，神在主导，一定得胜。
And if any battle God is with us, then we will be victorious.
所以真的他们就照神吩咐的就出去跟米甸打仗了。
So they really followed God's commandments and went out to fight against the Midianites.
31章的第七节就说他们就杀了所有的男丁。
Verse 7 in chapter 31 records they fought against Midian as the Lord commanded Moses and killed every man.
第八节特别说又杀了米甸的五个王。
And verse 8 records that they killed all 5 kings of Midian.
好，那这个所杀的这五个王里面有一个叫做苏尔。
And included in these 5 kings of Midian, was a
Zur.
Zur.
那这个苏尔呢？这个王啊，我们还记得他的女儿是谁吗
？And do you remember the daughter of Zur?
他的女儿就是25章里面留下名字那个女子。
叫做
哥斯比。
The daughter of Zur is recorded in chapter 25.
第15节的。
Verse 15, her name is Cosby.
那他就是苏尔的女儿了。这苏尔就是米甸一个宗族的首领了。
Cosby is the daughter of Zerb, a tribal chief of a Midianite family.
也就是说，他其实当时是一个王的女儿，这个人。
And Cosby at that time was a king's daughter.
那现在，你看他们现在出去打仗的时候，把米甸的这五个王杀了，其中就是这个苏尔。
And we can see that when they fought against the Midianites, one of the five kings that they killed was Zerb.
特别在第31章的第8节又强调说，又杀了比尔的儿子巴兰。
And verse 8 also emphasized that they also killed Balaam, son of Beor.
表示巴兰当时候就在米甸人当中，在摩押地。
But you can see that this represents Balaam was amongst the Midianites in the land of Moab.
也就是说，巴兰后来不是被巴勒赶回去的吗？驱逐回家了吗？
Remember how Balaam was cast away by Balaam?
但是后来很显然的，巴兰一定不甘心又回来了。
But this shows that Balaam.Came back to live amongst them.
对，然后就提出了这个计谋，让以色列百姓犯罪了。
And that's how Balaam suggested this plot to have the Israelites sin.
因为神借着巴兰已经讲了说，断没有什么法术或者是什么那些邪术可以害以色列百姓。
Because through Balaam, it was God told them that no sorcery will hurt his people.
没有错，其他的法术都没办法害百姓，但是他们如果自己的私欲、情欲、放纵情欲的时候，他们就害自己。
No sorceries can harm the Israelites, but if their own desires, but their own desires can harm them.
所以那个巴兰他知道那个百姓的那个弱点在哪里。
So Balaam knows the weakness of the Israelites.
他也知道神的原则。
And he knows God's.
神的那个 principle.
God's principle.
就是说，如果百姓他们自己。从心里面然后去违背神然后犯罪就神就发怒，然后他们就死了这样。
And God's principle is that if His people sin against Him from their own hearts, then God will be angry and take vengeance on them.
那表示说这件事情，巴兰就是这个犯淫乱的这个事情，是巴兰扮演很重要的角色。
So we can see that the sexual immoralities that the Israelites committed, Balaam was play a key role in it.
所以现在巴兰也被杀了。
So right here, Balaam was killed.
他本来是很想要得到这个满屋子的金银的。
Balaam wanted a household of gold.
但是没有得到。
But he did not get them.
最后他连他的命都没有了。
And in the end, he lost his life.
那所以现在百姓他们真的。把所有的那个米甸的男子都杀了，包括王也都杀了，然后把很多的妇人、孩子、牲畜、羊群、牛群，通通把他掳回来了。
We can see that the Israelites really killed every man of the Midianites and even their five kings, and they gather all their remnants back to their camp.
然后用火烧了他们的城邑跟他们所住的营寨。
We can see that they burned all the towns where the Midianites had settled, as well as their camps.
全部大获全胜，就把这些东西浩浩荡荡的。搬回来到以色列众人面前了。
And they took all the plunders and spoils, including the people and animals, and brought them captive.
然后那个特别在13节就说，摩西跟以利亚撒会众一切的首领就出来迎接他们。
Verse 13 records that Moses and Eleazar, the priests, and all the leaders of the community went to meet them outside the camp.
那当摩西看到他们回来带回来这些东西的时候，圣经第14节就说，摩西就发怒，向他们发怒了。
Verse 14 records how Moses was very angry with the officers of the army.
第十五节是说，你们怎么要存留这些妇女的活命吗？
Verse 15, Moses asked, "Have you allowed all the women to live?"
他现在就说，因为这些妇女呢，就是跟以色列人行淫乱的这些人呢。
Because these Midianite women were the ones who committed sexual immoralities with the Israelites.
所以第十七节说，你们要把一切的男孩跟所有已婚的女子都杀了。
That's why verse 17 it says now kill all boys and kill every woman who has slept with a man.
那已婚的女子表示说，这个就是有可能犯过淫乱的，跟百姓犯淫乱的人。
And the women who have slept with men are the ones that might have possibly committed sexual immorality with the Israelites.
所以第十八节说，就只有那个没有出嫁的就可以存留她的活命。
That's why verse 18 it says, but save for yourselves every girl who has never slept with a man.
那表示说。这个在神在摩西的眼中，当时候这些犯淫乱的罪不洁净的人，这个是很严重的，不可以进到神的那个会中来的。
That's why right here it tells us that in Moses' eyes, those who were not pure cannot enter God's gates.
然后他们现在回来之后，还要照着律法的规定，在营外先住几天啊？七天以后，然后第三天的时候还要洁净，照这个洁净的条例啊，才洁净以后才能够回到百姓的营中来。
And they must also follow the laws and stay outside the camp for 7 days, and on the 3rd and 7th days must purify themselves, and after so they can enter the camp.
然后将他们所掳回来这些器具啊，什么金银铜铁这些东西啊，全部都要洁净之后才可以带进会中，然后把它献给神。
They must also purify every garment as well as everything made of leather, goat hair, or wood. And after the purification, then they can bring it in front of God.
他这个洁净的条例就是在第19章里面所记载的。
The law was recorded in chapter 19.
对，第十九章里面，他们那个除污秽的水啊，他们如果碰到死尸啊，或者不洁净之后要怎么洁净，他都有在第十九章就讲得很清楚。
Chapter 19 specifically talked about the water of cleansing and the water of purification.
然后现在百姓他们要打仗回来之后，他们要经过这个洁净的程序之后，才可以进到营里面，然后重新来到神面前。
And after the battle, each man must go through this process of purification before they can enter God's camps again.
表示说，这个在神面前的神看重洁净是很重要的，就这些事情绝对不能够忽略的。
So this means that in front of God, purification is very important.
好，然后呢，现在带了很多的战利品回来之后，从第25节开始，就是神吩咐摩西说，应该要怎么样来分配。
And starting on verse 25, God has instructed Moses how to divide the spoils.
那第26节说哈。
Verse 26.
你和祭司以利亚撒会中的各族长啊，要计算所掳来人口跟牲畜的总数哦，然后把掳来的分成两半。一半归出去打仗的精兵，一半归给全会众。
Verse 26, you and Eleazar, the priest, and the family heads of the community are to count all the people and animals that were captured.
那现在分两边哦，一半是出去打的，这12000个精兵的，那一半就是要给这所有的会众哦，全部的人。
Verse 27 tells that the dividends must be between the soldiers who took part in the battle and the rest of the community.
那这个说明说哦。出去打仗的跟在营里面去固守这个整个神的家的是一样的重要。
So it is the soldiers who went out to fight the battle and the ones that stayed behind in the community were both important.
表示说他们实际上是分工，但是又合作，每一个人扮演神在他们要他们做的工作。
Even though they're doing separate things, they were all together because they were both doing God's work.
所以这样一个战役呢是。全民参与的，出去打仗的人是很重要，没有错。但是没有出去打仗的人也很重要。
So this victory belongs to both parties, the ones that fought in the battle and the ones that stay behind.
因为他们是固守这个他们的基地。
Because they stay behind to watch over the community.
那现在从第28节说哈，好，从出去打仗的所得的人口、牛、驴、羊群当中，每500个取一个作为供物奉给神。
Verse 28 records, from the soldiers who fought in the battle, sent apart as tribute for the Lord, one out of every 500, whether persons, cattle, donkeys, sheep, or goats.
表示这个是从这个精兵所得到的这一部分里面呢、啊，他们的这个战利品当中，每500取一啊，要献给神，啊，等于献给祭司一样。
So the spoils that were won by the soldiers, they must set apart a tribute for every 500 so they can offer to God.
所以29节是说，从他们一半之中要取出来，交给祭司以利亚撒作为神的举祭。
29 records take this tribute from their half share and give it to Eleazar the priest as the Lord's part.
好，然后第30节是说，从以色列人的一半里面呢、啊，现在他所得到的每50起一给看守神帐幕里的立位人。
And verse 30 says, from the Israelites half, select one of every 50 to give to the Levites.
好，那现在，所以你如果看那个比例啊，那个祭司所得到的，刚好是利未人所得到的十分之一。
So we can look at the ratio, the ones that the priests received, versus the ones that the Israelites received was one out of 10.
是利未人所得到的，祭司所得到的是利未人的十分之一而已。
of the priests received only a tenth of what the Israelites received.
Levites.
The Levites received.
所以利未人哦，他们本来所得到就要要拿出十分之一给祭司啊，这是律法上神的规定。
So whatever the Levites receive must take out a tenth to offer them to the priests.
所以这个原则跟第十八章所记载的是一样的。
This principle is the same as that was recorded in chapter 18.
所以精兵这一万两千人所得到的五百其一给祭司，百姓所得到这另外一半五十其一给利未人。
So the 12,000 men who received the spoils, every 500 they must take out, set apart some for the priests, and the ones that the spoils of the community receive, they must take out, they must set apart ones from every 50 for the Levites.
所以这个在说明说神跟人同工，人跟人之间也分工合作。
So this says that God and men will work together, and men and men will also work together.
所以现在神跟人也要一同得这些好处。
So that God and men will both receive the benefits.
他这里这个神所得到的就是用他们把这个掳来的归给祭司，给利未人做代表，这样。
So the benefits that God received was represented by the spoils that the priests received.
好啊，好，那这个现在这个就是神所吩咐要这样子分配了哈。
God had instructed them how to divide the spoils.
三十一节，那个摩西跟祭司耶利亚撒就照神所吩咐摩西的，就这样行了。
31 records, so Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses.
好，那他们接下去从第32节开始呢，就记载那个数量了，都是一样，分一半一半的。
And starting from verse 32, it represents how they would divide up half for the spoils.
好，再跳过去看第48节。
Let's skip over to verse 48.
带领千金的各军长，就是千夫长、百夫长，他们就进前来见摩西了。
Then the officers who were over the units of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, went to Moses.
就跟他说哦，我们现在全下的兵没有一个损失啊。
It says that your servants have counted the soldiers under your command, and not one is missing.
好，第五十节说，如今我们将个人所得的金器，就是脚链子、镯子、打印的戒指、耳环、锁串，都送来为神的供物，好在神面前为我们的生命赎罪。
Verse 50, so we have brought as an offering to the Lord the gold articles each of us acquired, armlets, bracelets, signal rings, earrings, and necklaces to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord.
这才说明说这些千夫长、百夫长啊，他们现在了解，他们之所以能够完全胜利，一个人都没有伤亡，是因为神的保护是神给他们的。
This represents that the commanders of thousands and hundreds understand that the reason why they have not even lost one man is because of God's protection.
因为这个神的恩典，所以他们现在自动自发的要把他们所得到这些金银器皿呢、啊，都来奉献给神。
And because they understand that God has watched over them, so that they initiated to offer these gold articles to God.
为他们的生命来做赎价。
So that they could atone for their lives.
因为他知道说这个如果不是神的保护，那是不可能发生的。
Because they know that without God's protection, this would not have happened.
现在所以我们你看我们一个人呢，如果懂得感恩呢、啊、
，So we can see that if we are thankful,
知道说神他赐给我们的这一切，就是其实我们所得的不是我们靠自己的力量得到的了。
And understand that everything we have is from God, not from ourselves.
那我们会很感谢，然后我们会很自动自发的。把我们所得的奉献给神。
Then we will be very thankful, and we will initiate the offering to God.
那特别重要就是，其实是我们的生命。
And the most important thing is our lives.
所以你得到好多好多的那个战略品，但是如果一个人死了，就是这个一个人的生命比全世界的财物都好啊。所以如果死了人，那这些财物基本上就相对没有价值了。
Our lives is far more important than any gold articles that we will receive.
啊，所以。他们现在知道说这是神的恩典，让他们生命被保留，所以他们自动自发的把这些东西献给神。
So they know that it is through God's grace that their lives were preserved. So they initiated these atonement offerings.
一共献给神的这些器皿啊，这个金，这个这些金的金银的东西，一共有16,750 shekels。
All these gifts that they gave to God, together counted 16,750 shekels.
这大概是将近190公斤的重量。 190公斤。
That is equivalent to 190 kilograms.
对，那表示很多啊，这是很重的数，很大的数字的。
And that is a great number.
那这些呢，就成为一种纪念。第54节说，我们看54节。
Let's take a look at verse 54.
摩西和祭司以利亚撒收了千夫长、百夫长的金子，就带进会幕，在神面前作为以色列人的纪念。
54. Moses and Eleazar, the priests, accepted the gold from the commanders of thousands of commanders of hundreds, and brought it into the tent of meetings.
所以这些金子呢，就成为哎，他们奉献给神的啊，是一种纪念啊。看到这一次就是神给他们的完全胜利，是靠着神。然后照着神的方式所获得的。
These gold articles represent a memorial for all the Israelites before the Lord as they remember that God protected them in this battle.
那从这一章所记载的这个事件来看呢
？And we can see from this chapter,
这个事情已经发生过了。
That this event happened.
但是它留下来，特别在民数记里面，在这个每一个他们这个旅程当中，一定给我们有一些重点要我们学习。
That there is a lesson to be learned.
那这个就是说，今天在我们的信仰旅程当中呢，我们面对了很多的征战。基本上，我们要存一个心，我们是为神在做征战。
This teaches us that in our faith today, even though when we encounter many tribulations, we must remember that we are fighting for the Lord.
我们凡事都要为神而做。
In everything we do, we must do it for God.
我们做什么事情都要为了福音的缘故，为了要救人灵魂的事情。
In everything we do, it must be to spread the gospel and to save souls.
所以那个保罗他才会勉励提摩太说，你要为神打美好的仗。
That's why Paul instructed Timothy to fight a beautiful fight for the God.
提摩太前书第六章讲，要为真道打美好的仗。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it records that you have to fight a beautiful fight for God.
那要打这个仗呢，基本上我们最大的敌人其实是从我们自己的私欲来的。
And to fight this battle, the greatest enemy is our own desires.
哦，这个因为米甸人他们是让百姓犯罪惹神发怒的那些来源。
Because the Midianites were destroyed because God was angry.
我们这个信仰旅程本来就是一场征战，属灵的征战。
The journey of faith is already a spiritual battle.
我们知道我们要靠神去打胜仗。
We know that we must rely on God to be victorious.
那我们所打的对象，就是要把会让我们失败这些源头、这些来源把它除掉。
And we must rid all the enemies that we have.
那我们最大的敌人是谁
？And who is our greatest enemy?
你如果从灵界的角度来看，就是魔鬼。
If you can see it from the spiritual aspect, then it is Satan.
如果从这个物质的角度来看，从这个世界的角度来看，就是我们自己每一个人的私欲。
But materialistically speaking, the greatest enemy is our own desires.
有时候，其实我们最大的敌人真的是我们自己的内心。
And sometimes the greatest enemy that we have is actually our own hearts.
那这一场征战当中，我们一定要靠神才有办法得到胜利。
And we must rely on God to be victorious in our battles.
我们现在看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
三章，请看第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
三章五节说，所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就以拜偶像一样。
5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry.
第六节说，因为这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
6. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming.
那你看这两节圣经啊，你把它对照民数记三十一章，他们在打仗这件事情，把它放在一起看。
If you put parallel these two verses and the battle that the Israelites had against the Midianites,
这个米甸人他们之所以会去跟百姓发生淫乱，就是从这个巴兰计谋，巴兰就是从这个贪心来的。
And the reason why the Israelites committed sexual immoralities with the Midianite woman is because Balaam had this plot.
那巴兰就是为了要贪财嘛，他才会提出这个计谋嘛。
And because Balaam was greedy, that's why he suggested this plot.
他说我们要在这个天国路上，我们要致使我们在地上的肢体。
So in this heavenly journey, we must put to death whatever belongs to our earthly nature.
那这些地上的肢体就是淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶意、贪婪。
And these earthly nature are sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed.
这些都从我们的心里发出，这是从人的私欲来的。
These all come from our own hearts, our own selfish desires.
有这些东西，你看神的愤怒就临到了，这个就是以色列百姓他们犯罪的那个惹神发怒的结果。
And because of these, the wrath of God is coming. The Israelites also committed these sins. That's why God was angry.
然后现在第七节说，你三章第七节说，当你们在这些事情活着的时候，也曾这样行过了。
Chapter 3, verse 7 states, You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived.
第八节，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Verse 8, But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips.
第九节说，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为了。
9. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices.
然后第十节说，穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
10. And put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator.
所以你看，今天如果我们很清楚，我们今天这个天国旅程就是一场征战，属灵的征战。
If today we fully understand that our journey to heaven is a spiritual battle,
我们要靠主，然后靠着圣灵。把这些让会让我们失败的这个源头，把它除掉。
Then we know that we must rely on God and the Holy Spirit to rid all these earthly natures.
我们以前可能也是这样子行的，就是过这样的生活。
We might have lived such a sinful life before.
但现在要把这一切污秽的事情都弃绝掉，把它除掉。
But we must rid all these selfish, evil desires today.
然后成为一个新的新人。
And become a new person.
就像这些。神的百姓，他们是一个新的世代。
Just like the God's people, this new generation.
他们现在对神是有信心的人了。
And right now they have full faith in God.
因为没有信心的都已经死了。
Because those who did not have faith already died.
所以你看，今天我们知道说我们是为神争，神跟我们一起征战，然后我们一定要克服我们自己内心的这个私欲，保持圣洁。
And today we know that God will fight with us, and we must rely on God to rid all the earthly desires.
然后你看。民数记三十一章，他们得胜之后，一定要洁净以后，才能够重新回到神的营里来。
As recorded in Numbers 31, that after they fight a victorious battle, they must purify themselves before they can enter God's temple again.
他们所得到的这些财物也都要经过分别为圣的过程。
And everything all the spoils that they gain must also be purified.
那表示说，对神来说，如果不洁净的，神也不要。
So to God, those who are impure, God does not want them.
所以你看，我们今天要献给神的，一定也要经过分别为圣，也要经过这个洁净的过程。
So today, whatever we want to offer to God must also go through this purification process.
所以我们有时候会有一些贪财的想法，像我如果中到 lottery, 我就如果去 casino, 我如果赢钱了，我把现在的钱来奉献给神。
And sometimes today we will have evil thoughts of how if we win a lottery ticket, then we will give the money to God.
基本上应该是不会中了，不会赢了。
In reality, we will probably never win.
但是即使赢了，你就要把它奉献给神，神可能也不要。
And even if you do win, whatever you want to offer to God, God probably doesn't want that either.
因为神没有缺那些钱呢。
Because God doesn't need that money.
但是神所要的一定要经过洁净的。
But whatever God wants must go through the purification process.
也就是说，就是要正当的，要正当的管道得到的才可以。
We must gather these things through a
正常的，就是我们一定是合法的了，不会是拿那个非法的钱，然后我赚了好多非法的钱，然后来奉献给神。
So these money that we have must be earned normally and legally before we offer them to God.
所以这个洁净分别为圣在第三十一章里面是很重要的。
So the purification process to sanctify ourselves is very important in chapter 31.
然后三十一章里面他在讲这些同分掳物，就是说出去打仗的跟留在后面固守的要一同得到这好处。
31 also states that those who stay behind and those who fought both have to receive benefits.
表示说凡事要分享，不可以独占，没有说你比较重要，所以你可以多一点。
So that we must share everything instead of one person owning everything.
因为在这几章圣经一直在强调一个一体的观念。
And this chapter emphasizes the importance of togetherness.
他们同甘共苦，他们一起走旷野路，他们一起征战，也要一起得到神的应许。
Because they were in the wilderness together, they were fighting in battles together, that they must receive God's grace together.
当然，有什么好处，也一定是大家一起均分。
So of course, whatever benefits there are, everyone shares them.
哦，所以神在这个民数记三十一章的时候，给百姓留下这个原则。
This is the principle that God left His people in chapter 31.
这个原则后来大卫王在分掳物的时候就拿出来用了。
And this principle was later on used by King David.
我们现在看撒母耳记上第三十章。
Let's take a look at Samuel, 1 Samuel.
三十章。
Verse 30.
三十章看二十四节。
Verse 24.
撒母耳记上三十章的二十四节。
First Samuel chapter 30 verse 24.
哦、我们读二十三节，这样比较完整、哦、
Verse 23，
二十三节，大卫说：“弟兄们，神所赐给我们的，不可以不分给他们，因为他保佑我们，将那攻击我们的敌军交在我们手里。”二十四，这事谁肯依从你们呢？上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少，应当大家平分。
23, David replied, No, my brothers, you must not do that with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and handed over to us the forces that came against us. 24, who will listen to what you say? The share of the men who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down to the battle. All will share alike.
这是因为那些出去打仗的人说，我们出去打仗冒生命危险，这些人在后面也没有危险，不应该得到什么好处。
This was stated because those who were fought in the battle had stated that they risked their lives to fight against they risked their lives, but the people who stayed behind did not do so.
但是大卫说不可以，上阵的得多少，看守器具的也要得多少。
But David said no. The same share must be given to the men who stayed behind as well.
那这个大卫这个想法，这个做法，其实是从民数记这里神所给他们留下这个原则来的。
And David followed the principle that was left by God in Numbers chapter 31.
所以我们你看，教会本来就是一体的人。
And we see that the church is together in one.
我们今天什么好处，什么坏处都一起分享，同甘共苦的。
And today, whatever the badness, the goodness that we have, we all share them together.
所以罗马书第十二章说。
Quoted in Romans chapter 12.
我们现在看罗马书十二章。
Let's take at Romans chapter 12.
十二章的第十五节。
12 verse 15.
十五节说，要与喜乐人要同乐，与哀哭人同哭。
15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
第十六节前面说要彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position.
这里在讲的要跟弟兄姐妹一定要同乐同哭了、哦、然后同心呢。
Here it says that the brothers and sisters must rejoice and mourn together and be in oneness.
因为我们本来就是一家人。
Because we're all one family.
只有在这种同心的情况下，才能够兴旺福音，让神的家兴旺起来。
And it is when we live in harmony that the house of the Lord will be prosperous.
所以我们得到胜利，我们知道说啊，因为这是神带给我们的恩典。
When we have victory, we understand that this is because of God's grace.
我们只要对神有信心，我们愿意遵照神的指示来行事为人。
And if we have faith in God and we were willing to follow God's commandments,
得胜是必然的。
Then we will of course have victory.
但是我们得到胜利，我们得到好处的时候，一定是这个一家人大家一起分享。
But whenever we have these benefits, these victory that we must share with our family.
所以我们凡是为福音的缘故，都是为了造就弟兄姐妹的信心来做出来的。
So whatever we do, we do it so that we can benefit our brothers and sisters' faith.
其实这个就是彼此相爱。
This is how we love one another.
这个就在兴旺福音。
And this is how we have the gospel be prosperous.
所以愿我们也都能够从这一章里面得到这样的一个鼓励跟教训。
And I hope that every one of us can take away this lesson and encouragement from this chapter.
我们靠主常常得胜。
And we will always have victory in Jesus.
我们一起在神面前喜乐。
So we can rejoice together in front of the Lord.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱356首。
356.